Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A shame, think something new under sun.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another very special bonus episode of A Serious Disagreement, the only podcast on the Antipodean internet that is concerned with all things discs and physical media. I am your normal co-host, but today your host of A Serious Disagreement. And we're having a special show today because we have found kindred spirits in people who love discs, people who curate their disc collections, people who get the discs to us. And for someone such as myself and Alexi, when we find our kindred spirits in the land of physical media, we want to shout from the rooftops who they are and how you can help them. And honestly, when the head of Amazon is flying a dick-shaped rocket into space, you don't want to buy Criterion Blu-rays. You don't want to buy Indicator Blu-rays. You don't want to buy Arrow Blu-rays from that person. You want to help out a local business person. So today, I have just the man behind a really great indie store that you can buy your DVDs and Blu-rays online in Australia or internationally if you're a nutcase, but mostly for folks who are listening to this who are around Oz. I have a man who has a terrific store who I can personally vouch has an insane collection, has great and extremely competitive prices, and also has a sensational Instagram presence where I can just randomly message him and ask for things that aren't in his catalog and he will seek them out. That man is Joel Brady. Welcome to A Serious Disagreement, mate. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, and thank you so much for your awesome presence online promoting disc culture in this place, Australia. How are you?
I'm good, dude. I'm awesome. Honestly, thanks for having me. We will be going to space soon. So
you're going into space. Dead end. Dead end. Yeah, spotted. I hope it. Hope it's a stack of Diabolik DVDs. Now, Joel is such a legend that in a recent, and this is why we thought we would actually have a chat and use this as a springboard, in a recent catch up. So we met each other at the Melbourne Supernova when Australia was still open. I was wandering around down there with my author and best mate, Maria Lewis, who had was down at a Melbourne Supernova. And as I was going down there, Alexi was also down there hosting the Netflix Film Buffet show with Jen Fricker, interviewing the one and only Zack Snyder. And so we were down there and not expecting to see anything out of the ordinary when it came to disc culture down there. A lot of pop culture conventions, you would expect, you know, artists, you would expect like little knickknacks, action figures, all sorts of like ephemera, t-shirts, etc. But I stumbled upon Joel and his incredible little stall at Dead End DVD, which is his first like sort of pop-up shop front as opposed to just the website. And the minute that we were there, I was like, firstly, Alexi and I went nuts and bought a whole bunch of stuff. And then the second thing was like, yep, we need to hook up. We're gonna make time to chat at some point. And then the third thing was, I've started just relentlessly ordering from Dead End and like constantly being like, as you're walking out of the supermarket, like where you get a treat, I'm just about finished my order and then I throw something else on the pile. But Joel was kind enough to flick through something I hadn't seen before, which was from the Demented Discs Diabolik collection. He sent me part of the MVD Rewind collection is the Action USA Blu-ray from 1989. And I want to ask you, Joel, why did you send me this?
So, well, I kind of realized, because obviously you're a big fan of the Indicators, obviously the imprints, the Criterions.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, how can we kind of change it up a bit?
Yeah.
You know, how can we kind of just
diversify?
Do a bit of a different little film we could possibly talk about. I feel like if I'm going to be on something, I want to talk about something absolutely nuts. So I thought, you know what? I'll send him this movie.
This olive branch. This olive branch of nuts action cinema.
Yeah. Starring Max dad from Always Sunny. I don't know if you watched that. But anyway. Yeah, so And it's a new release that has recently just come in stock. Sold really well as well. And yeah, I thought, screw it, I'll send it to you and maybe we can talk about it.
Seeing this movie straight up, never heard of it, watching it, I was just struck by two things. One, on the one sense, it has some of the most gnarly and absolutely insane, like, innovative action stunt work that you've seen.
Oh, yeah.
And especially...
Definitely.
Especially one of the special features I want to shout out on this disc which I went straight to, is the stunts featurette, which is all the behind the scenes of the stunts from this incredible thing. And also there's other audio commentaries with director John Stewart and some of the stars and things like that, which we can get to. But it is absolutely just like a pulp, nasty, cheap thing that also has some of the most insane stunts. And I feel like the movie, when it was assigning its budget, was like, okay, lunatic car crashes, like throwing someone out of a helicopter, like all this crazy shit. And then in the next scene, it's like, oh, we're going to have a gunfight, but let's only make sure everyone has like 6 bullets because we don't have any more money for bullets. We spend it all on exploding helicopters. So it's a...
And don't forget the toy guns as well.
And toy guns, of course. And it's just, look, it's a wild ride. It's a bit silly. It's absolutely pulpy trash. But the fact that the stunts are just this insane was a really... it was like a real like weird... bucket of cold water experience, because you've definitely seen trashy movies like this in your life. If you're a video store kid, which I know that Joel was, if you're a video store kid or you've ever shopped at like the kind of the whatever's to the left of the bargain bin, Steve Seagal kind of collection, you've seen movies like this before that look like this, that feel like this. But I was really struck by like genuinely insane stunts, like taking it to the limit,
yeah,
crazily.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you were. Like, I got the same thing when I first watched it as well. Like, just blown away. It almost like shouldn't deserve to have such good stunts in it.
The stunts are like especially... from a blockbuster, and the rest of the movies from like a first film.
Yeah, or like a soap opera or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, as bad as a soap
with
opera
like,
gets.
With awful dubbing and like acting and whatnot.
Yeah, in so many of the scenes, the dubbing is just horrendous. And this is the Blu-ray.
Yeah. Oh,
so
definitely.
you know they had a shot to try and fix it, and they're like, we can't even fix this. We're just let it go.
And
let it go.
Luckily, because obviously this was a big VHS staple back in the day. And I would imagine that the quality would have hidden the lip movements a bit.
Yeah.
So people wouldn't have really noticed the whole lip syncing as much. But when you notice the HD or the new 4K restoration, you can definitely notice the lips are out of sync with the audio.
So this was just an absolute treasure trove of a find. So this MVD Rewind collection, I'm so glad that you put me onto it, because I'm now going to just sort of gently prod you now and then to be like, hey, have you got any of these sort of action, you know, especially crime, like I like kind of gritty, gross crime classics, like give me a pulpy,
and there's plenty There's plenty on the MVD Rewind label.
So tell me a little bit more about MVD. What are they kind of like? What do they got? Like, was this the title that like really dragged you towards MVD? Like, because I know that sometimes it happens with a title or something like that. And for I think a lot of folk who recently saw Imprint, for example, like when Imprint released, when they had, I think it. It's safe to say that when Hard Eight appeared on Imprint, people were like, whoa, like this is not just your average label. Like they're getting big things that haven't been released.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other one recently, to talk about Oz labels, you got like Umbrella with their terrific Sunburnt Screens. Like when they drop, The Last Wave, you're like, whoa, that's like almost Criterion level. Like, what are we doing here, So what on MVD on that, like, opposite side of the spectrum, like, grabbed you? Was it this one?
I wouldn't necessarily say it was Action USA. I think that was just a benefit from actually getting into the Rewind collection.
Yeah, cool.
And at first, I did actually collect that line, but now I'm actually a retailer for MVD.
Oh, awesome.
So they're a bunch of awesome, amazing people. So shout out to them. That they stock a lot of stuff, a lot of like Synapse, Severin, Arrow. Just there's so much I could just name off the top of my head, but too much. And one of my favorite lines is the MVD Rewind collection. So I'd say the title that really got me into it was, I don't know if you've heard of this movie, but The Return of Swamp Thing.
Yes, I have heard of this movie.
A Jim Wynorski film, who is just a cult hero. He has some of the best stuff out there. I don't know if you've seen Chopping Mall, but it's one of the greatest movies ever made.
No, I haven't seen Chopping Mall, but
okay. I gotta try and see.
All right, that's on the list. Just put it perennially. Put that one on the list. That's gotta go on there. But Return of the Swamp Thing, I know.
Yeah. So this is another thing that comes with like.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't know if you know Vinegar Syndrome, who are also doing awesome work right now. They actually released Action USA first on Blu-ray as a limited run.
Ah, and then it got picked up. There's a lot of that happening. Yeah, a lot of that happening very recently. I went to the Shout Factory/Scream Factory. Michael Mann's Manhunter had a special edition that came out. It went out of print and they weren't making any more. Arrow's like, we've lost the run. Like, that's it. There's no more that are being made. And so I had to like go on to, I was asking you about it, but I recently had to go onto eBay to like haggle and spend way more money for an individual Blu-ray.
Yeah, and the prices for that title especially are insane because of the, I guess it just comes down to the company that is actually leasing out the rights. Like, I don't know.
And you know what? Like, after you sent me Action USA, I did the, like, all right, I got to find out more about MVD as a collection and like what's on there. The major one that I'm like, that may have to be on the list is the Bolo Jung double feature Blood Fight and Ironheart, because I'm like as a kid who grew up a Van Damme action fan or action movie fan, and you meet Bolo Jung for the first time when you're watching Bloodsport, it's like you see that, I'm like, I've got Bloodsport. I think I might need Blood Fight and Ironheart like back to back. Bolo Jung, like, it just feels like it belongs in my collection. But Yeah. So let's pivot a little bit away from that and talk about like Dead End. So how did you guys start? What drove you to it? Because I know, because I've spoken to you a little bit, you know, you and I basically text. You're like my number one text person at the moment. But we text quite a lot back and forth just about all sorts of things. But like, could you tell the guys who are listening and folks who are listening so that they can get to know a bit of the Dead End story? Because most definitely, like, you know, as Alexi and I can undoubtedly say, is like, We're fans of your work and fans of what you do, but tell us how it all began.
So it's actually been a bit of a new thing. Like, it's all still so new to me in a sense, and I'm still kind of blown away by, you know, the how far we've come in such a short amount of time. And I think it basically just started because of this just like sounds really generic, but the small channels that people had, that people didn't like, they just couldn't get anything in, you know.
Yes,
us Aussies just can't get anything in for, you know, good enough prices, and like importing stuff is just so expensive for so many people, and like especially when you're going through obviously Diabolik, Grindhouse Video, even like Zavvi can be a hassle because of their packaging, even Amazon. And Amazon's obviously the big contender, but I kind of just thought to myself, well, why has no one done this before in Australia? And I was just like, well, screw it. I mean, I'm kind of getting bored. Let's maybe open this up and see how it goes. And
I think you say a phenomenon. I just want to quickly expand on it. You say a phenomenon that people don't get, which is like, especially in the United States or if you're in the UK, you know, you can order something on Amazon or you can order something from Criterion Direct when they have their sales, or you can order from Barnes & Noble and things come so quickly. Or you can order from like independent, you know, bookstores and things like that. But the shipping of certain things and the way that they're calculated a lot of the time is like prohibitively expensive. Like, so for example, like I wanted to buy a couple of books from like an independent bookstore that I really love, and they're bigger books and they're signed by the author. Like, they're big chunky books. And when I put it in my cart, the shipping was $3 less than the books, and the books were expensive. And so I was like, I can't spend that. I can't justify to spend that much money. I'll try and find an Aussie retailer that's going to do it better. Because like, even if it's an indie one, like that's, you know, especially in the times of like COVID and especially in times of lockdown and stuff like that, you want to see your local businesses succeed. And like the big conglomerates that have been smashing everything to pieces because they've been able to survive and wade through this time, you just don't want to give them any money. But you're 100% right. Like my friend, dearly departed, one of my best friends, Dave Grenfell, had this incredible sort of store that he used to have on High Street. It was called Now Showing. On High Street, and he had one of the last physical independent stores kicking around in Melbourne, and he was that guy. Like, I could go random movie, know nothing about it, or I want to get X version, and I always would text him back and forth, and he would be like, "Yeah, man, nah, don't get that version. Like, give me some money. It's like $30. I'll order you in the better version that has the better commentary track, or the better sound mix, or the better transfer, or the better special features, or the cool slip disc." And like, you're just not going to find
that. Well,
that's
what I'm basically doing for you now.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's why Joel and I got along so well. But that's the thing that there is so few. Like, that's why you're like gold, and why I wanted to give you guys a shout out on the shows because like, you can't just do it as easily online or physically in Oz. So for folks like Joel that are kicking around that have got like all these things at their fingertips, I think it's, you know, that's why I was so keen to like support you and utilize your store, because it's like, at least I know where it's coming from. I know it's going to be quick. I know you guys are passionate. You curate it. You ship things really quickly and like really with a lot of care. But those other stores, you know, it's just sometimes it's hard. And again, other times it's like prohibitively expensive to ship things over. And you're just like, nah, I'm not doing that. It costs too much. I'll skip it.
Yeah. And it's a shame. It's a shame that we are still one of the only avenues for Aussies to get their stuff from for like a decent price.
Yeah.
And it's hopefully like,
no,
hopefully
and that's maybe good. And that's good. And we'll keep coming.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's good and bad. It's good because obviously it brings me more volume, and like all the awesome people that order from me, And it's also bad because, you know, like I wish there were more avenues for people to order from. I think that's the biggest thing I want to do, be able to offer people all this amazing stuff that's coming out from the UK and the US that isn't so readily available down here in Australia.
And look, streaming for certain streaming services is great. Like people who have hacked the internet with a VPN to get the Criterion channel and things like that.
Yeah, gone into the mainframe.
Have gone into the mainframe to do such things, get access to a lot of depth of back catalogs, but it's also insanely hard to get movies that are more than 20 to 30 years old. Like, and to go through, like, on average year, if like 200 movies are released, it's so hard to get like more than the top 10% of that, you know, like once you start digging underneath all these years, especially like in the 90s and then in the 80s and 90s and things like that, where there was still quite a bit of production, a lot of stuff just doesn't turn up. So the only way to get it and the only way to be sure that it's going to stay on your service for any amount of time is physical media. So, you know, it's also really good. It's also really good for that reason as well. It's like your store is so about all of those releases that basically are nowhere else to be found. That's what's awesome about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely go for the less kind of Netflix Stan kind of stuff, you know, because I mean, you want people to, you know, come across some crazy stuff that they can't watch on Netflix and Amazon and Stan and whatnot. And even if they're on, like, especially on Amazon, there's a cesspool of like just crap. A bunch of old stuff, but it's all in like, you know, 360p and it's almost unwatchable. So when you got all these amazing HD Blu-ray release, even 4K, like,
yeah.
For example, Scanner Cop 1 and 2 came out on 4K. Like, who would have thought that would get a 4K release?
Well, look, I'm looking right now in your pre-order carousel on deadenddvd.com, and the Gestapo's Last Orgy 88, the Gestapo's Last Orgy, that is something that I would click on if it was on a streaming service, but it would never be. So, I mean, that's the kind of batshit selection that you can curate on. And also the fact that it's like, you know, it's not just the batshit stuff. It's like great director's stuff. Like their whole collection, just like except for their top movie, cannot be found. Like, you know, you've got to really dig deep across multiple labels often to find the whole collection that you're seeking. Well, look, Joel, it's been awesome chatting to you, man. Thank you so much. Folks, deadenddvd.com is where you can find the site. So if you're in Oz or you're international and you're a nutbag and you'd like to pay Joel for international shipping, I don't even know if you do that. But if mainly the people that are in Australia that are buying from Dead End DVD, where else can folks find you, man? Thank you so much for doing this. You're going to have our passionate custom from now on from Alexi and I. We certainly are going to be, you know, asking you more and more for things. But where else can people find Dead End and how can they connect with you guys?
So you can find us on like various social network channels, Dead End DVD or at Dead End DVD on Instagram, at Dead End DVD Official on Facebook is our Facebook page. There's also a Facebook group. And you can even email us at dvddeadend@gmail.com.
Joel, thank you so much, bro, for being a part of the show. Thank you for this hidden gem of Action USA. And look, thanks for all you do.
Thank you, dude. Thank you so much for having me.
Hi, this is Blake Howard, host and producer of One Heat Minute Productions podcast. We dive into the great and underappreciated cinematic works, often 1 minute or one scene at a time. Our crew of guests are some of the most wonderful filmmakers, writers, authors, and critics ever assembled. Our shows include One Heat Minute, Josie and the Podcats, All the President's Minutes, Increment Vice, and right now, Zodiac Chronicle. Check out oneheatminute.com or find us wherever you get your podcasts.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.